big square room. It's the only room in the whole Olympic Village which has a carpet. We went out and bought some carpet and cut that up and put that in. So that is, it's cozy. It's got a Buddha. It's got an altar, meaning a place for focus on what one wants to reach, meaning the equanimity of the Buddhas, right, and their full realization of the human potential. And then there are different pictures also of mainly Tibetan Buddha forms and so on, because that's what we meditate on. From 6 morning to about 10 in the evening, it's all the time. I mean, it more or less is as much as time as people want from us, we are also giving. I advise that people use a certain meditation on 3 lights, which I think is very good in stress situations and which is very, very good for modern people, you know, with great powers of focus but a very wide spread of their attention.
The 63-year-old Lama Ula Nudel has been a Lama, or meditation monk, for the past 30 years and is renowned as a teacher outside the Asian birthplace of meditation.
I spent about 4 years in the Himalayas from 68 to 72 and was then sent back to Europe in order to see if some people were interested in Tibetan Buddhism, which at that time was no certainty at all. And then we started a lot of centers. We started about 450 centers so far, and I travel around the world twice every year, and especially it's a joy I'm able to come to Australia twice a year.
Are you just basically focusing on Western countries, or do you go to Asia as well?
Well, Asia already have Buddhism on one side, and on the other side then they have a much more traditional approach to things. I mean, we are mainly looking for the results. Yeah, but they also like a lot of the packaging around it.
He says what he and his band of more than 30 volunteers from Edinburgh to Vladivostok are offering is a significant initiative by the host country to help elite athletes combat competitive stress.
The main thing is that if your mind is easy, your legs will run better, to say it in a popular way, right? I mean, I know that myself from parachuting and a bit of boxing and some motorcycling, which I do myself. I'm not a top athlete, but I know that if your mind is resting in itself, you are a lot more effective. And, of course, these ladies and gentlemen who are coming to us, I mean, they are like the steel springs, you know, just ready to go. And there one can actually help them. One can help them against a lot of small accidents happening because they're unconscious. Because there's too much pressure on the system, one can help them against burnouts and so on. One can help them to get power from a healthy big base inside themselves into some one very small thing that's triggered off. And this I think is very useful. I can very well imagine that there will be people coming every day and sitting down and feeling at home in that, well, Buddhist thing that we are giving them.
Then there's the additional help from a couple of monks from Vietnam.
Oh, yes, this is. We have people who come, and we have people also who translate and so on, because, I mean, not everybody speaks English, and we want to be useful to everybody as well as we can.
Do you have others from Japan or China?
I think we have people coming. We have people speaking the languages, and we have people who will come in and help at different times, but mainly it's our European groups who do the work and who then have translators and so on for the different questions.
What philosophy does your school of meditation teach, say, in comparison with other types?
Well, mainly we focus on the view, meaning pure view, meaning the fact that everybody has Buddha nature, and then we try to develop that Buddha nature to help people develop their potential inside. This is what we mainly do. This is our biggest thing, is this work with the Buddha nature, trying to make people realize that their mind is indestructible, clear light. This takes away fear. Then from that level of fearlessness, to show them the free play of mind, what's happening inside and outside, how rich and many-sided it is. And finally also, as the last point, you know, to the last thing, you know, to show them that compassion is natural because the others are many and we are just one, so they must be more important somehow.
So even though athletes would want to win, they should still have compassion for the others?
Yeah, they should, and more than that, they should really enjoy that the best man wins. I think that if there is this feeling that one is doing something for a more than personal thing, that simply it's human potential that's winning, it's human possibilities that are coming out, and not just one person from one country showing he can run quicker than somebody from another country or whatever. I mean, if we can get that kind of thing, I think that's amazing.
Lama Ula says the Greek government has also given one room to the Christians, one room to the Hindus, and two rooms to the Muslims for women and men to pray separately.
It might be a first by the Greek government this time. It'll not be the last, I'm sure about that.